Thank you, Chair, for giving me the floor. Singapore has reviewed the draft and would like to thank the expert team for their valuable contribution to the initiative for a UN Transparency Protocol and UN Digital Product Passport, and recognizes the progress made. We congratulate UN CFAC on this groundbreaking piece of work that defines best practices for a highly scalable and high integrity framework for supply chain transparency. In fact, the Singapore government has been issuing such self-verifiable documents capable of supporting both analog and digital business processes, depending on the digital maturity of the individual value chain actor, in a similar manner for all academic certificates issued by our institutions, Institutes of Higher Learning, since 2019. This decentralized and interoperable approach had also contributed to the ease and speed which the health certificate that was implemented for our travelers during the pandemic. We have since expanded this same approach to company reports that are issued by our company registration authority. We are of the view that such approach can also be deployed to support the exchange of sustainability information globally in a faster, cheaper, and easier way. We will be watching the development of UNTP with interest and look forward to supporting Singapore businesses in doing our part in contributing to the global sustainability movement. An additional point to note is that you would like to seek further clarification on the term technology neutrality. We need to understand that the policy intent of this term and believe that the intention is to prevent vendor lock-in because of public interest. If this piece of valuable technology is made available to the public for free, such as open source software, we do not consider this as vendor lock-in. I believe the EU Cyber Resilience Act 2024 also explicitly excluded open source softwares. As such, I would recommend that the project team look into the recommendation, the technology recommendation, and only include those open source components that are freely available to all in a non-exclusive way. In an inclusive way, I mean, sorry. In last but not least, we'll be happy to contribute many of our past learnings in the area of trade digitalization, including what has worked and what has not worked, into this project. Thank you.